truth, however, truth which bears fact, cannot remain covered or hidden forever. And more truths are being disclosed by those of us who intend to free America of these sons of the devil, the Jews.
Inundate the internet with the truth.
Show of Scriptures and Historicity. I'm your host, Pastor Bob Jones, and tonight's show is about Henry Ford. And he was one of the great Americans of the 20th century, and all time for sure. And we'll get into him, and I should have Andre on the boards. Andre, are you there?
Praise Yahweh, Pastor Bob. Appreciate you having me on this evening. We're set and ready to go. Take it away.
All right. Now, Henry Ford, as most of you know, he was head of the Ford Motor Company, invented the Ford Motor Company. He also did quite a lot of other things. Number one, he invented the assembly line so that they could assemble cars a lot quicker. He also invented the dealerships to where he would have a dealership in major cities and areas of country areas and so forth, and so he would ship the cars to there for people to pick up and then also get repaired and so forth. What Henry Ford did was, when you wanted to buy a Ford car, is you paid for it up front, and then he built it for you. So he had no need for the banks, whether in the manufacturing. And then you had already paid for it, so there was no need for car payments, which made the Jew bankers, as you can imagine, just absolutely livid, because that's what they wanted. Henry, he paid his workers $5 a day, which is twice as much as everybody else was paying. And so that also made the bankers and the unions and everything, you know, livid with him. They didn't like him for a number of reasons. Number one, he was a white man. He was a diehard Christian, as it were, a brilliant genius in many respects. They used to come against him and try to take him to court and say, you know, he was an idiot and he wasn't a genius at all. And so they asked him, well, how do you fix this? You know, electric motor, how do you do this or that? And he would say, oh, I hire the top guys in the field and they do that work. And so he would call a guy up that worked for him and he'd say, tell him how you build that electric motor or whatever the part was. And so Henry, he didn't have to know everything that there was, although he was well versed in everything. And but he was smart enough to hire the top people that there were. And so that was proved a certain brilliance of him. He was also very close with Thomas Edison, who was another genius. The big thing that Henry did was with electricity and power and so forth, although he did hire Tesla originally, but then Tesla left. Because Tesla was smarter than Edison or anybody. He was the genius that there was. And most all the top electronic stuff that you see these days were all put together by Nikola Tesla. So anyway, Henry Ford, getting back to him, he was brilliant in his manufacturing, and at a certain point, half of all the cars sold in the world were Ford cars, and every other car manufacturer was in the other half. Well, they formed General Motors, which was a Jew company, and they went against Ford, and they, you know, tried to, they had five cars that they had, plus trucks and so forth, but Ford outsold everybody, and they tried to destroy him, but they could never do that because he was way far ahead of them. He was also very good friends with Adolf Hitler and had financed him to help free Germany from the Jew. The probably the most important thing that Henry Ford did was he wrote a four-volume set. He didn't write it, but he hired the people to write a four-volume set called The International Jew. And he gave away that free, that four-volume set, with every Ford that was sold. And he owned the Dearborn Independent newspaper, and he printed it there for all the people who prescribed to that in Michigan and so forth. But everybody all over the world got the International Jew. Now, he had spent $20 million of his own money, which would be the equivalent of about $400 million today. And he spent that money with top researchers and independent researchers and reporters and so forth to go find out what is the problem with the world today. And hence, they named the International Jew and the banker. And we went into this on the last show about usury. Usury is one of the biggest crimes that there is, that you borrow money and you pay interest. Even 1 cent on $1 trillion, if you borrowed it and you had to pay 1 cent extra, that's usury. They have it switched around and they try to tell you, oh, usury is anything over 12% or 20% or whatever. No, it's not high usury. Any amount of interest that you pay is usury, and that's forbidden by Yahweh. And if you do that, Yahweh says the penalty is death. That's because it's just pure theft, and it turns the banker into the slave master and you into the slave. As it says in the scripture, he who borrows is slave to the lender. Well, let me just give you some quotes by Henry Ford, and then I'll be bringing Andre in on the show in a little bit, and we'll discuss what's going on in America today with the two big things, politics and Cerveza virus nonsense. So Henry Ford, on May 1920, he said, controlling the world's source of news, Jews can always prepare the minds of people for their next move. The greatest exposure yet to be made is the way that news is manufactured and the way in which the mind of whole nations is molded for a purpose. When the powerful Jew is at last traced and his hand revealed, then comes the ready cry of persecution, and it echoes through the world press. The real causes of the persecution, which is the oppression of the people by the financial practices of the Jews, are never given publicly. That's one of my favorites. another one, he says, the Jews caused the war. He was talking about World War I. The Jews caused the outbreak of thieving and robbery all over the country. The Jews caused the inefficiency of the Navy. In another one, he said, I know who caused the war. Excuse me, World War I, the Jewish bankers. I have the evidence here and their facts. And next one, he said, Jews have always controlled the business. The motion picture influence of the United States and Canada is exclusively under the control, moral and financial, of the Jewish manipulators of the public mind. And he writes, And if after having elected their man or group, obedience is not rendered to the Jewish control, then you speedily hear of scandals and investigations and impeachments for the removal of the disobedient. The International Jew, as you, I highly suggest you get it. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble or wherever. But here are the chapters in the book, The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem, is the whole title. Again, I'll read that. The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem, not just the U.S. So, Chapter 1, Jewish History in the United States. Chapter 2, Angles of Jewish Influence. Chapter 3, Victims or Persecutors. Chapter 4, Are the Jews a Nation? Chapter 5, The Jewish Political Program. Chapter 6, An Introduction to the Jewish Protocols. That's better known as the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Chapter 7, How the Jews Use Power. Chapter 8, Jewish Influence in American Politics, which is 100% these days. Chapter 9, Bolshevism and Zionism. Excuse me. Chapter 10, Jewish Supremacy in the Theater and Cinema. Chapter 11, Jewish Jazz Becomes Our National Music. I want to stop there for a second. They've always controlled the music industry, so-called. I call it noise industry. And it started with the jazz back in Henry Ford's days. And now you have jungle rock or whatever you call it, the rap. And, you know, every other word is a swear word and every other word is nigger. I mean, it's just, you know, it's sickening. And it's not music at all. If you want good music, listen to the classics. And they're called classics because they're never outdated. Next, chapter 12, Liquor, Gambling, Vice, and Corruption. Chapter 13, The World's Foremost Problem. Chapter 14, The High and Low of Jewish Money Power. Chapter 15, The Battle for Press Control. Chapter 16, The State of All Judaism. And that just kind of breaks that down so that you folks understand what's in the book. If you want to read it, you know, you'll find out who the Jew is. What I've always been surprised at is nowhere in there, and he was a good Christian man, and maybe Yahweh didn't open his eyes to this because he was doing on a gradient scale, because remember, Hines and Wilson started British Israelism back in the middle 1800s, and so Henry was aware of that, and he was aware of the Jews in business, and so forth. But at any rate, he didn't identify them, that they're the children of Satan and not of God, as it clearly states in John 8:44 and 8:47. Where Christ, Yahweh himself in the flesh body, tells you flat out, point blank, the Jews are the children of Satan and not of God. Period. End of story. That's from Christ's mouth. If you don't believe that, then you're calling Christ a liar and you're an antichrist. And you can deal with Yahweh one day. And I wouldn't wish you good luck with that. I hope he destroys you. And I would pray the imprecatory prayer for your destruction. Here's another Henry Ford quote. The genius of the Jews is to live off people, not off the land, nor off the production of commodities from raw materials, but off people. Let other people till the soil. The Jew, if he can, will live off the tiller. Let other people toil at trades and manufacture, the Jew will exploit the fruits of their work. That is his particular genius. If the genius be described as parasitic, the term would seem to be justified. So, know that the Jews are parasites. And why can't they live off the land? Because Yahweh cursed them when Cain killed Abel. And he told the Jews, the land will not yield for you. And hence it doesn't. So the Jew lives off of people, exactly like the Indian lived off the buffalo. Same thing. Our people, we were told to be self-sufficient farmers. As Yahweh told Adam, he says you should till the ground. That's a self-sufficient organic farmer. That's what he meant by that. It's all very simple, folks. There's only two things going on here. Yahweh's plans and Satan has his plans. Satan has to ask Yahweh if he can do his plans, and he's not allowed to do certain things and other things he can do. But if you turn to Yahweh, he protects you. And if not, and you want to follow Satan and his DNA demon-spawned kids, the Jews, go right ahead. That they have a 50-lane highway, you know, with all the bells and whistles, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Anything goes when the whistle blows. That's the Jew, the Pied Piper with his jazz music and his jungle rock crap now. And they promote all that stuff, and they corrupt the children. And they get your children hooked on cigarettes as they're growing up, filled with all sorts of chemicals. But worst of all, you put your children in that 12-year minimum public school, Jewful school system, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. Pure evil, pure propaganda. To turn your child into a communist. Remember, the pecking order in the Jew world is Satan is the father of the Jews, small f, then the Jews, then they're bought and paid for Shabbos Goy race traders who work for them, which is virtually all the other races. They've taught the blacks to hate all the whites. They've taught the Chinese to do that. They've taught all the mixed mongrels to do that. They've infiltrated the Latinos, or Latrinos as I call them. And Clifton Emmaheiser, as I've said, has a great dissertation on his website that all the Mexicans are actually Jews, which is why they flood across the southern border as the fifth column to destroy America, to destroy the white race and destroy Christianity, which the pure white race are the only Christians there really are, because Christ's sons, which is how it should be pronounced, and Christ's daughters, Christ's sons, as Yahweh said as Yahshua, I will put my name on my sons, Christ's sons, Christians. I don't know, they were originally called Christ's sons. The Jew liked to twist it and change the word to Christians so you didn't pick up the son in that word. But the pure white race are, without question, Yahweh's true sons and daughters. And we can trace all of our genealogy, if you're pure race, back to the kings and queens and prince and princes and dukes and duchess in Europe. And from there, you can get a genealogy fast track, which traces their roots in order for them to be the king or the queen. They have to be able to trace their roots back to the 12 tribes of Israel, which then obviously goes right back to Adam. And Adam is the son of Yahweh. Now Yahshua is the son of Yahweh. Yahshua is Yahweh in a flesh body. Adam is the son of Yahweh, as it says in Luke 3:38. Read it for yourself. Yahweh's truth has been there right in the scriptures. But you don't read it. You read the TV guide. You think you're going to get anything from that. Or you read the junk science in the Jewful school system. Or the junk history in the Jewful school system. Or any of the aberrations that they teach. Social studies. What a joke that is. Pure 100% communism. So let's do a few more quotes here, and then I'll bring Andre back. In Henry Ford's book, The International Jew, written in the 1920s, he outlines the beginnings of the anti-Christian Jews initially attempts to eradicate Christianity from public life. Isn't that what they're doing today? One of the things with this phony cerveza virus that doesn't exist is they say, oh, we have to have lockdowns. It's okay, and they just passed in this, you can go in California, you can go to all the strip clubs you want, but you can't go in the churches. Who do you think's behind that? Anyway, continue on with this one. Henry Ford writes, the Jews' interference with the religion of others and the Jews' determination to wipe out of public life every sign of the predominant Christian character of the United States is the only active form of religious intolerance in the country today. So, see, you're not supposed to speak out against the Jews. That would be an anti-Semite, which is the biggest joke there is. Not the biggest, but it's up there in the top 10 because Jews aren't Semites. They're the Yahudi, which means the accursed ones. The true Semites are the pure white race, the pure Persians, and the pure Arabs. They're Semites descended from Shem. Of course, you're never taught that in the phony whorehouse churches. Let's see. Well, I could go on here for a long time. There's lots of Jew quotes here. But anyway, what I want to do is I want to bring Andre back. I'll leave you with one more. It is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system. For if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. And Henry Ford, he was born in 1863 and went back to Yahweh in 1947. So he was before my time. But he's one of my favorite people in the 20th century. by printing that four-volume set, The International Jew, and giving it free to everybody who bought a Ford car, and half of all the cars in the world were Fords, and printing it in the Dearborn newspaper to try to wake the people up about the Jew. I mean, you know, he's sitting right there at the right hand of Yahweh. You can bet on that. Bertrand Comperet and Wesley Swift and Jim Wickstrom and George Udvary and others of the, William Gale, others of the Two Seed Line Message, Conrad Gard, and a few others. They talked about that the Jews are the children of Satan and not of God, the Two Seed Line Message. And that's the gradient, I believe, that Yahweh, when he opened up Hines and Wilson, their eyes to British Israelism, they taught the truth, that the pure white race are the 12 tribes of Israel. But then the Jews saw that, and they jumped in there, and they said, yeah, you guys are the tribes of Israel. However, we're the tribe of Judah, which is a lie, because all Jews are mixed mongrels. The pure Judah, pure white race, are the Germans and the white Christian Rus. And there are the Farrah's branch, and the Scots and the Irish are the Zerah branch. And that's the twins of Judah that were a pure race. Selah, which was a mixed mongrel from the tribe of Judah, and intermixed with the Canaanites and the Esau, he mixed with all the other races out there, Esau, Edomites, all those are mixed mongrels, are Jews, excuse me. And then when the Khazar Ashkenazi came in 750 AD, which is about, depending on who you talk to, 85 to 95% of the satanic seed line Jews today, they intermixed with all the Jews, and they pretty much run the world as it is. They run all the banking. Rothschild, he owns every central bank of every country in the world. So they own all those houses. They own all the major banks, Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, and so forth. Bank of America is owned by the Catholics, but they're Jews. And then you got Goldman Sachs and, Morgan Stanley. And these are all big banks worldwide, and all the other banks the Jews owned. And they control all the politicians of every country because they put them in office. And they control all the CEOs and presidents and so forth of all the major corporations because they're put in that position to do what they're told. And they own all the judges, and they own all the lawyers and the doctors, as it says, as Eustace Mullins said in his book, Murder by Injection. He says, out of 12,000 graduates from college every year in the medical profession, over 10,000 are Jews, and in the legal profession, the ratio is even higher. So virtually all your doctors and lawyers are Jews. All the liquor distributors, they're all Jews. In Vegas here, I can tell you, all the Jews and their organizations own all the casinos. Why people come to Vegas or anywhere else, Reno or Atlantic City, to gamble their money away is beyond me. I've never figured that out, because why would you play a game that you're absolutely going to lose at unless you're a scientist? And there are no scientists that I've seen these days, that come out here. And they didn't build all these big casinos on winners. They were built on losers. And if you come out here and you gamble your money away, you're a loser. So, anyway, Henry Ford was one of my favorite people in history, a great man, hated the Jews. The Jews hated him, praise Yahweh, and that's how it should be, because you're to hate the Jew with a perfect hatred. They murdered your father on a crossbar on a tree 2,000 years ago. And you should hate them with a perfect hatred, and every chance you get to throw a banana peel in the highway of life of some kike, you should do it. There's no question about it. They're Satan's DNA, demon-spawned kids. Satan's actual blood runs through their veins, like Yahweh's blood runs through the veins of the pure white race. And what the Jew wants to do with this phony cerveza virus is pollute your blood and change your DNA. And there are all the blood drinkers around, with their adrenal chrome and all the stealing of the children that they do, 300,000 to 800,000 children in America missing every year. Where are the children? Where are the bodies? Well, the Jews know where they are. You want to know why the Jews were kicked out of every country in Europe that they were ever in some of those countries more than once? They were kicked out because they were stealing the children and draining the blood. The Jew will tell you, oh, we're just real good at business, and so the people were jealous, and they kicked us out. Isn't that stupid? But people believe that because they believe the Jew. And let me tell you something. The problem with the white race is that Stockholm syndrome, which means that you love and worship your torturer, your person. Look that up, the Stockholm syndrome. And that's why all the stupid and pathetic white people out here, 99%, why they love and worship the Jew with all their hearts and minds and souls and every fiber of their beingness, and turn from Yahweh. Because they believe the two biggest lies ever told in the history of the world. Number one, that Christ was a Jew. He was not. He was Yahweh in a flesh body. Yes, he was of the tribe of Judah. That's true, but Jews and Judah have nothing to do with each other. So, the second biggest lie is that Jews are the chosen people. Yahweh, as Yahshua, told you in John 8:44 and 8:47, they're not of God, and that they're the children of Satan. Period. End of story. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. It's getting more well known, but it's not well known enough, as far as I'm concerned. 100% of all white people in every country should know the Jews are the children of Satan and not of God. It's right there in the scripture. The Jews want to remove that if they can, and that's why they print new Bibles and change the name and use fancy words and stuff. Yahweh said you're not to change one jot or one tittle. You're not to even change a comma in there. But so what, people say. Oh, what difference does it make? Oh, the white race, oh, we're the chosen people. Oh, we're really always chosen? Well, what difference does it make? What are you, stupid? What difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world, all the difference in the universe. You should be, if you're pure white race, you should be proud as can be that you're one of Yahweh's sons or daughters. Absolutely, you should be as proud as you can be. And you should wake up your fellow white racial brothers and sisters to who the Jews are. Because if you don't, who will? Anyway, let me bring Andre back. Andre, are you there?
Right here, Pastor Bob.
So, how are we doing
today? Well, just to add on to what you're saying, right, and especially when you talked about blood and the adrenochrome and so on and so forth, here's my take on it, okay? If we look at the scientific fact that transfusions into a human body actually change the eugenics of a body, right, we come to find out that that what they were talking about way, way back about a fountain of youth apparently has some bearing here. And there's a lot of scientific studies, and there's also, services offered for the very rich and the very powerful to get these transfusions. A blood transfusion, when it's given to someone in a hospital, they have no idea where the blood comes from. It can come from someone who's racially different.